What's up, Northtown? I'm Liam.
And I'm Angelina.
And this is the On Her Game podcast.
Today we have a special guest, Miss Kennedy Washington.
Hi.
She's a senior here at Northtown. She's a multi-sport athlete here as well.
She participates in basketball and track and New City powerlifting.
Yep, so we're going to start just getting to know you a little bit and then ask some questions.
Okay.
The first question we have is, how did you start playing basketball?
So I started playing basketball when I was really young. I was probably around like 6. My mom really wanted me to play. I used to play volleyball, but she wanted me to play basketball. My mom coached me for a while, and then she had me try out for middle school basketball, where then I got introduced to Coach Lacey through the middle school at Northgate. So I kind of just been playing ever since then.
You said you played volleyball before that. Did you have the love of volleyball like you did basketball?
Honestly, I liked volleyball more. I played up into my 8th grade year, and my mom made me quit because she couldn't really afford both and like playing in the summer and things like that. So I quit to have more time for basketball and for money. Reasons.
Well, that's pretty cool when you said that your mom was training you and getting you ready. How did you feel about that during those times? Like, did you enjoy it, or you think that you could have, stuff could have been better, or?
I honestly think that's where my passion came for basketball. My mom was a big part of, and still is a big part of my basketball life. She encourages me. She just kind of told me to go out there and play. There was really no strategy or anything. It was just me playing basketball, and I think that's where my passion came from, so I liked it.
Who are some of your other inspirations?
The only other one I have is my grandmother. She passed away not too long ago, but my biggest one is my mom. I do everything with my mom. She works here, Miss Washington, she's definitely one of my biggest inspirations regarding everything, so.
Right.
Speaking of inspirations, who's your favorite female athlete?
Okay, my favorite female athlete, I have a lot. I think my longest, most frequent one is Candace Parker. I got to see her play not too long ago at the Staples Center, and she's really awesome. She's really humble. She's had a lot of good accomplishments throughout her life, and I give her props. I really like that. So,
talking about accomplishments, what are some of your accomplishments that you've got these 4 years from the 4 years of high school that you've been playing basketball?
So for basketball, I've been on varsity for 4 years now. I've been a starter for 3. I've got best defensive player the last 3 years. I was all conference, I want to say, my sophomore year. That's all I can think of at the top of my head. So.
Okay. Well, those are all great accomplishments. This now senior year, probably even more accomplishments. I've seen you play all my 4 years as well. Pretty good athlete, not just in basketball, in your other sports as well.
Yeah, thank you.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned while playing basketball?
I think the biggest lesson that I've learned is team ethic is really important. It's sometimes it's hard because, you know, we're girls, or think that things are going to happen. There's, you know, drama and things like that. But I think the biggest thing that at the end of the day you have to realize is everything works through a team. So that's how I think we're going to be really successful this year, if we work together and as a team. Because we have a lot of different parts and new parts. We have a lot of different freshmen or new seniors and things like that. So I'm really excited to see how it's going to go this year.
See how it goes. Do you guys think you guys are going to get up there, or like win more games than last year or the cup of last couple of years?
I hope so. Last year we kind of fell short on a lot of games, and it wasn't so much that we lost because we just really weren't good. It was a lot of the times it was just like we fell short in overtime or foul trouble or something like that where we had an inconvenience. So hopefully this year we fix those little problems and we get some wins and win over a lot of those short games, really close games. So
obviously in basketball you want to be successful. How would you define success
in basketball? honestly think being a team player or leader is my biggest success, like what I'm looking for. I'm a senior this year, obviously, so we're all kind of like a diverse group. We're all kind of in our own way a leader, but I think that it's one of my responsibilities to be one of the top leaders to, you know, be a role model for people who are coming in, you know, leave with a statement going out. So I really think that that's what success is when you're playing basketball, just being someone that somebody can go to and being that player that always comes through when someone's needs you. So
you talk about a leader. So if something was to happen and you're a leader, what would you do in that situation?
Like a bad incident or something?
Good or bad, doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, some of my responsibilities as a leader, like, I have to make sure that we stretch on time. Everybody comes on time. I have to encourage that. I have to make sure that I'm there on time, because if I'm not there on time, then they're seeing that, and they're like, you know, what's up with that? So, I just think, that's pretty much how I feel about that.
So, talking about, like, being on time or anything, so if you was to be late one day, would your coaches be more on you about that because you are that leader and you are that senior?
I think so. I think with the coaches, since I've been there for 4 years, I know what's expected of me. So, I mean, we do have consequences regardless if we're late. So, but I've never really been late, so I can't really say, oh, there was one time. But I communicate really well with my coaches. So if I am going to be late, they know that, and, you know, they know that I know what's expected of me, if that makes any sense.
Right.
So while playing basketball, what has been one of your favorite moments?
Playing basketball my freshman year was probably the best year ever. We went to Florida for a tournament. We only lost one game there, and we finished third, I believe, in the whole tournament. And we got to go to Universal. And then, of course, winning state was really awesome. And just making so many new friends and seeing how they were leaders when they were seniors, because we had 7 seniors that year. We have 6 this year. So just that whole era shifting and seeing how it grow and seeing how we're caring from them is really important and really cool to me. So
state, that's a big thing, especially in high school. What was the emotions and feelings that you had when you guys won that game before state?
So the game before state, it was a whole new atmosphere, because middle school ball to basketball, varsity, high school ball is 2 different atmospheres. So going to that game or being on the bench or getting to play at that was just so different to me. For me, it was kind of nerve-wracking but exciting at the same time. When we won, just seeing how exciting and how big of a deal this actually was really encouraging to be there for. So even if you're in the stands, it was just a really good atmosphere. So it was really good, incredible.
How do you handle your nerves during big games like that?
I don't. I think that when it comes, I get nervous, but a lot of, like, sometimes it doesn't really show. But I have to get out of it, you know, because if not, then we lose or whatever the deal is. So I kind of just suck it up.
Right. Makes sense. So with our episodes, we like to highlight one problem or like make awareness of one problem that's happening in the sport that we're highlighting. Mm-hmm. And ours is equality in basketball between men and women. Mm-hmm. The USAtoday.com actually just wrote an article on the NCAA rules and how men get more than women do. Mm-hmm. And how it's like the gender where men are, it's more appreciated.
Yeah.
I think you've seen the TikToks where it was there during their
NCAA tournament.
Yeah, the difference between the weight.
The food and the weight room and all that. The gifts.
So how do you feel about that? Like, if it was you there and you were playing and you're a female basketball player in college, what are the emotions that you think that you would feel?
Well, I mean, first off, as a black athlete, it already feels a little degrading already, you know. I think that I did see the TikToks and things that you were talking about, and it was really messed up. I think that if it was me, I would be extremely upset, especially seeing just the difference in the excitement towards games. I mean, even us as a basketball team here, we feel that a lot of times nobody comes to our games, but everyone will show up to the boys' games. So it's definitely not, you know, a new problem. It's common, and it's been happening all my 4 years here. So it's kind of upsetting when, you know, you work so hard and you don't get the same treatment just because you're a girl.
I agree with that. That's something also that we like to highlight is the fan sections between men and women. We noticed it when you guys went to state. That was probably the most biggest fan section that I have seen in my 4 years, and it's only for that one game.
Mm-hmm.
And it does upset me as an athlete as well, not you, like you said. So we just want to give that awareness and try and change that and have more people come out and support our female athletes here.
Right.
Yeah, it's a universal problem between all sports.
Yes.
It's like basketball, baseball, and softball, and wrestling. More people come out to support the guys because I feel like it's more sponsored, promoted than things like that. And that's what we're here to do, is to promote those female athletes and get people to come out and support.
Right. That's awesome. Yeah.
Talking about college, do you plan on going to college for basketball?
This is a big question in my life right now. So I obviously run track too, and I play basketball, and I have opportunities to go for both. I don't know which one I want to go for yet. There's opportunities where I can go for both, but I don't know if I want to stress myself out with that. So as of right now, I'm not sure. But hopefully I'll figure it out soon and figure it out. Whatnot, but I do love basketball. It's a big part of my life, and if I got to continue to play, I would love that. So,
yeah, and you definitely have a support system either way you go.
Yeah.
Most definitely, I feel like if you was to go for a different sport, you still have all that support and fans there for you.
Right.
So no matter what path you do take, it's always going to be the right path.
Yeah, you just got to make sure you go for you.
All right,
Northtown, thanks for tuning in to On Her Game.
We'll see you next time. Peace out.